Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8.
With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
Now, today's devotional reflection. Last time we discussed Herbert J. Taylor, a business executive who set out to save the Club Aluminum Products Distribution Company. His recovery plan started with changing the ethical climate of the company. The prophet Micah was also in need of an ethical yardstick when prophesying against the leaders of Jerusalem and Samaria. Micah denounced the kingdoms for using their power and position to take advantage of the poor. The Lord gave Micah a three-way test for the Israelite nobles to test their ethics. This test, recorded in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, is just as valid for us today as it was in the 8th century BC. Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. First, God instructs Micah to tell the people to do justly. In other words, we must be honest and upright in all our dealings with people. I'm convinced that there are unchurched people looking to see the real deal in people who profess Christ. One of the best ways to show Christ to the world is through your life example, thus to do and live justly. The second instruction is to love mercy. How do we do that? Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Someone once said, "I deserve death, but Jesus gives me life." You could pay back people with evil for all the wrong they've done to you, or instead, show them love. This is living out the concept to love mercy. The last instruction is to walk humbly with God. Truthfully, one must have God to walk humbly. Being humble doesn't come naturally to the flesh. One must be born again, born of God, to even be able to walk with humility. Once we are genuinely born again, then we are capable of walking humbly with God. Why? Because the born-again believer now has the Holy Spirit residing inside. The Holy Spirit will guide us in humility. May we be careful to reflect on the words the Lord gave Micah. Choose to treat others fairly, to do justly. Choose not only to love mercy, but to extend mercy. Finally, and most importantly, choose to walk humbly with God. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.